When the Lord incarnates on earth, Mother Nature welcomes him with all her splendor and glory. We all have heard the story of how when our beloved Swami took birth, all the musical instruments started playing by itself and Adi Shesha himself came and spread underneath the bedsheet to give comfort to the Lord. So it is very apt that Mother Nature presents the best of her musicians that is available for entertainment of the Lord. And that is what happened with our beloved Swami. For all the festivals, the best of singers and instrumentalists would line up to offer his or her art to Bhagwan as an offering of their love and gratitude for the talent he has blessed them with. One Swami said, "The talent is not just a gift of God. Talent is God." So for today, I have lined up for you an exquisite collection of music offered by the best of musicians at the Divine Lotus Feet. And in between the soulful renditions as usual, I'll be chatting away on something quite simple and something quite important. I'll start off our discussion by reading to you a quote I came across. Now this comes from one of the greatest music legends of our time. It goes like this. He says, "When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down, happy. And they told me that I didn't understand the assignment. And I told them that they didn't understand life." Now, can you guess who said it? Well, let me help you out there. It was shared by John Lennon of the Beatles. Now, being happy is such a simple need, right? I mean, who doesn't want to be happy? Though it may seem like such a simple need, the world struggles in its effort to attain happiness. So, to set the pace for today, let's take a look at what happiness actually means. What is happiness? Well, according to the dictionary definition, it says, happiness is a mental or emotional state of well-being, characterized by positive or pleasant emotions ranging from contentment to intense joy. Wow, now that sounds pretty amazing, isn't it? Are you someone who is always happy? I'll leave you with this thought and two songs to accompany you. To start with, we have the famous Sufi Bollywood singer Kailash Kher from his concert at the Divine Presence on the 15th of July 2008, followed by another offering by the Carnatic music prodigy Sri Abhishek Raghuram from his concert on November 15th, 2010.
किसने उसको ऐसे लूटा कि फिर उड़ ना पाया गिरता हुआ वो आसमां से आकर गिरा जमीन पर ख्वाबों में फिर भी बादल ही थे वो कहता रहा मगर के अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे अल्लाह के बंदे अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे अल्लाह के बंदे अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा अपने पर ही तो उसने था उड़ना सीखा होके अपने पर ही तो होके अपने पर ही तो उसने था उड़ना सीखा
गम को अपने साथ में ले ले दर्द भी तेरे काम आएगा
अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, अल्लाह के बंदे, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, अल्लाह के बंदे, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा। टुकड़े टुकड़े हो गया था हर सपना जब वो टूटा, टुकड़े टुकड़े हो गया था, टुकड़े टुकड़े हो गया था हर सपना जब वो टूटा,
बिखरे टुकड़ों में अल्लाह की मर्जी का मंदिर आएगा,
अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, अल्लाह के बंदे, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, अल्लाह के बंदे, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा। टूटा टूटा एक परिंदा ऐसे टूटा कि फिर जुड़ ना पाया, ओ लूटा लूटा किसने उसको ऐसे लूटा, फिर उड़ ना पाया, गिरता हुआ वो आसमां से आकर गिरा जमीन पर, ख्वाबों में फिर भी बादल ही थे, वो कहता रहा मगर के अल्लाह के बंदो हंस दो, अल्लाह के बंदो, अल्लाह के बंदो हंस दो, जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा। सिंगर अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, अल्लाह के बंदे, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, अल्लाह के बंदे, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा, अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे, जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा।
चिमनी कृष्ण
Listeners, we have just started our flow of thoughts related to happiness for today's segment of Love to Love. So let's go back to the last question that I posed before we broke for the music break. And that is, are you someone who is always happy? Or in other words, what really makes us happy? You know, to me, I think happiness is simply being content and filled with gratitude for what we already have in our lives and not worrying too much about what we don't have or won't have. It sounds quite simple, but most of the time we end up worrying anyway. So what does Swami has to say about happiness? Well, Bhagwan has said a lot on this, but a particular quotation resonates very well with today's discussion. Swami says, the secret of happiness is not doing what one likes to do, but in liking what one has to do. We always find ourselves getting upset or being unhappy when something goes wrong or, you know, something doesn't happen the way we expected it to. This can happen in everyday life, in our jobs, in the university, even at home. External events start to dictate when we should be happy and when we should not be happy. And thus, we simply forget to be happy and start focusing on what went wrong or what is going wrong, so to speak. So to quote Swami again, the secret of happiness is not doing what one likes, but is in liking what one has to do. Therefore, if only we could control our mind and thoughts and keep them from dwelling too long on the external influences, happiness can come very easily when we are content with what we already have. And with that thought, here is Begum Parveen Sultana, one of the top Hindustani vocalists of our country who won the Padma Shri at the age of 25 with her own composition, Sairam Sairam, which she sang on the birthday celebration of 2002, followed by Sri Hariharan ji, of course, who needs no introduction to the Indian audience, with another beautiful kriti.
ah
सत्का प्रकाश हृदय में जगे सत्का प्रकाश हृदय में जगे मन मंदिर तब पावन लगे मन मंदिर तब पावन लगे सत्का प्रकाश सत्का हृदय में जगे मन मंदिर में पावन लगे मन मंदिर तब पावन लगे आनंद रस जीवन घट भरो साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम सुमिरन करो साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम साई सुमिरन करो
नील वर्णाने नाय ಮಧ್ಯ ಅಡಿತು ಬಾರೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೀವೇ ಗನೆ ಬಾರೋ
The chalk is coming round And everybody's fighting with your brother Everybody wants control To keep us locked in Hey, please release us So come back as Jesus Come back and save the world That's all the future Of every boy and girl Come back as mama Forgive us for what you've done Come back as Allah Come back for everyone
Krishna ni begane Baro Krishna ni begane Baro
Religion is the reason The world is breaking up into pieces The color of the people keeps us locked in Hey, please release us So come down and help us Save all the little ones They need a teacher And you are the only one we can rely on To build a better world A world that's for children A world that's for everyone
Krishna ni begane Baro Krishna ni begane Baro
Time is a heaver, time moves on Time don't wait for anyone So tell me you'll be back But that will take some time I'm waiting I'm waiting
Krishna Sairam, and welcome back to today's segment of Love to Love, where we are talking about the art of happiness. Now, before the last two songs, we were talking about liking what we do and not wanting to do what we like. All well and good, you might say, but troubles and problems will still crop up even when we like what we do. Sometimes our happiness can be taken away by troubles and adversities that we face in our lives. So how can we be happy when tragedy strikes? How can we continue to seek happiness when things don't go according to the plan? Swami says, happiness results only from difficulties. Yeah, Swami said that. It is said that pleasure is an interval between two pains. It is impossible to experience pleasure without pain. How will we know what it feels to be truly happy if we do not understand what pain is? Only then we can truly appreciate happiness. The key, Swami says, is to transform our hearts with sacred feelings of searching for the good in adversities, knowing that everything happens for a reason and that God does not do anything that is not for our own good. So when there is transformation in this kind of feelings, then there will be attainment of happiness and peace.
Nikkada vitam
Dear listeners, that was Sri Kavalam Sri Kumar, and most of you would have heard him if you were in Prashanthi Nilayam for Onam or Vishu celebrations. Well, good Lord, he has such an amazing voice. Whenever he would sing these songs, we would all be sitting there transfixed, mesmerized by his voice. And coming up next is another great singer from God's own country, Padma Shri K.S. Chitra, who has won six national awards. Here is the opening song from her concert of September 2009 in the Divine Presence.
Pashupati Tanaya Bal Gajan Tumho Vighna Vinash Gani Tanaya Bal Gajan Tumho Vighna Vinash Ganesh जानन तुम हो विघ्न विनाश गणेश पशुपति तनया बाल गजानन तुम हो विघ्न विनाश गणेश विद्या बुद्धि प्रदान
Let's now talk about some simple ways to be happy. You know, living happily depends mainly on our inner life. That is meaning our thoughts, emotions, needs, wants, our entire mental and emotional state. So happiness is about what you think and believe, how you feel, how you allow trials and tribulations to affect you. Now, this may sound very obvious, but often we focus on our external lives, on getting, spending, having fun. And then we wonder why we are not happy. But it's when our inner lives are serene that we are happiest. And this is called inner peace. Henry Ward, an American social reformer, says, "The art of being happy lies in the power of extracting happiness from common things." You know, very often we forget that it is the small things that really matter the most, like a smile from or a kind gesture from a stranger. So a great way to be happy is to give happiness away. Yeah, that's right. Share and give that joy that shines from within you to others. Now, has anyone heard of the Dharmic clowns? Well, if not, here is a beautiful, jolly story for you. The Dharmic clowns are a group of Italian Sai devotees who came together one day in their home and decided that they would like to spread some joy, love, laughter and happiness to people who needed it the most. That is, the sick who were in hospitals throughout their lives. So it all began when a young man named Marino, a member of this Dharmic clowns group, had an overwhelming impulse to rent a Santa costume, buy some candies and distribute them to all the children he had come across. It was the Christmas season in 2006, so it was just natural to want to share the spirit of Christmas with everyone. So one day, Marino found himself outside a hospital in his Santa costume, ready to distribute all the sweets and candies. Accompanied by the surprised hospital staff, he went from bed to bed, passing on candies and sharing a smile with the patients, until the very last bed. Now, there was an elderly woman who, upon seeing Marino and his friends enter, she sat up and said, "Oh Santa, I have always longed to meet you ever since I was a little girl." At that moment, everyone had a lump in their throats with moist eyes. Only upon leaving the ward did Marino realize that he had entered the oncology ward. He later found out that that elderly lady had passed away the very next day. So that day he made a promise to continue to share laughter and smiles with children all over the world. In 2009, the Dharmic clowns were blessed with an opportunity to spread some peals of laughter in the wards of the super speciality hospital here in Puttaparthi and in Whitefield. What happened next was indeed a sight to remember. The usually quiet and peaceful wards were filled with immense laughter and fun, with the Dharmic clowns sharing candies, performing magic tricks and distributing balloons to the children. So transcending the language barriers, the Dharmic clowns spread loads of happiness simply by using the universal language of pure love. So they continue their efforts in spreading joy to children wherever they go. What this experience did to the Dharmic clowns themselves is possibly far greater than what it did to the patients and the doctors. Even after returning to their homes, these messengers of magic and love relived every moment they spent in these sacred homes of healing and could never express to their complete satisfaction the gratitude that welled up in their hearts. Even now, they pray and hope to be back yet again to bask in that environment of pure love and pure service. That is the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. For them, true happiness lies in sharing that happiness with others. So with that, dear listeners, let's take another musical break now with Sonu Nigam. Here is Jagme Sundar Hai Do Naam from his concert In the Divine Presence on the October of 2009, followed by another song by the Sufi singer Kailash Kher.
Sai Ram. जग में सुंदर है दो नाम,
चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम। जग में सुंदर है दो नाम, चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम। जग में सुंदर है दो नाम, चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम। बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। जग में सुंदर है दो नाम, चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम। जग में सुंदर है दो नाम, चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम। बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम।
सब मिलके ताली ताली बजाइए।
माखन चक में एक चुरा दे, एक बेर भीलनी के खावे। माखन ब्रज में एक चुरा दे, एक बेर भीलनी के खावे। प्रेम भाव से भरे अनोखे दोनों के हैं काम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, जग में सुंदर है दो नाम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, जग में सुंदर है दो नाम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। एक कंस पापी को मारे, एक दुष्ट रावण संहारे। एक कंस पापी को मारे, एक दुष्ट रावण संहारे। एक कंस पापी को मारे, एक दुष्ट रावण संहारे। दोनों दिन के दुख हरत है दोनों बल के दाम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, जग में सुंदर है दो नाम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, जग में सुंदर है दो नाम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। 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 बोलो
Bolo Ram Ram Ram, Bolo Sham Sham Sham, Bolo की लत मोहे ऐसी लागी हो गई मैं मतवारी। बल बल जाऊं अपने पिया को हे मैं जाऊं वारी वारी। मोहे सुध बुध ना रही तन मन की ये तो जाने पुट परती सारी। बेबस और लाचार फिरूं मैं हारी मैं दिल हारी हारी मैं दिल हारी। तेरे नाम से जी लूं तेरे नाम से मर जाऊं तेरे नाम से जी लूं तेरे नाम से मर जाऊं तेरी जान के सदके में कुछ ऐसा कर जाऊं। तूने क्या कर डाला मर गई मैं मिट गई मैं ओ जी हाँ जी हो गई मैं तेरी दीवानी दीवानी तेरी दीवानी दीवानी। तूने क्या कर डाला मर गई मैं मिट गई मैं ओ जी हाँ जी हो गई मैं तेरी दीवानी दीवानी तेरी दीवानी दीवानी। चढ़ जाए जब इश्क का जादू सर चढ़ कर बोले जब इश्क का जादू सर चढ़ कर बोले। खूब लगा लो पहरे रस्ते रब खोले यही इश्क दी मर्जी है यही रब दी मर्जी है यही इश्क दी मर्जी है यही रब दी मर्जी है। तेरे बिन जीना कैसा हाँ खुद कर दिया। तूने क्या कर डाला मर गई मैं मिट गई मैं हो जी हाँ जी हो गई मैं तेरी दीवानी दीवानी तेरी दीवानी दीवानी तेरी दीवानी दीवानी तेरी दीवानी दीवानी। Thank you.
दीवानी।
Well, we've been talking about happiness and what it means to be happy. We have also looked at one beautiful way to be happy, and that is to give away or share some of the happiness with others. So the next question that arises after talking about happiness is, how can we keep it? How can we attain happiness that is not deterred, that stays and that grows within us? Well, as usual, our beloved Swami has a perfect answer to explain this. Swami says, housing, clothing and food gives physical comfort and happiness. Education gives knowledge about the world, and development of skills gives a means for livelihood. However, the ancient proverb says that real and lasting happiness cannot be won by physical happiness. That is, na sukhat labhate sukham. Lasting happiness, that is happiness that will not be shaken, diminished or modified by the changing wheels of fortune, can only come by the discipline of the mind. And of course, with faith in a higher power. The lamp of spiritual awareness has to be lit and fed continuously, so that one's footsteps can take that path and proceed unharmed to that state of true happiness. You know, in today's world, it is so easy to fall into the hands of Maya, where the illusory material world becomes our focus and the source of happiness. If only we realize that the true happiness lies within and not outside of us, we can truly experience the real bliss from being happy. Now, that was such a beautiful explanation on the essence of the spiritual path.
When all looks dead around you and the earth seems bare, that's when you find a flower growing there. And in those darkest moments when you feel alone, that's when that guiding hand comes to take you home. Strange are the ways of love, the ways of love. Strange are the ways of love, the ways of love. When you think you can't go on and you've had enough, look out, 'cause strange are the ways of love. When you feel your heart is empty, you're in deep despair, that's when that guiding light can enter and shine in there. And when the veil of illusion leaves you full of fear, that's when you hear that voice within you whisper, I am near. Strange are the ways of love, the ways of love. The strange are the ways of love. Ah, 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 ah. and no one seems to care. Just remember, God won't give you more than you can bear. And if you wonder, can He hear you when you say a prayer? Just show me where He's not, for He's everywhere. Strange are the ways of love.
Charanam Shri Guru Charanam Sai Charanam Shri Guru Charanam Prakasmaranam Shri Guru Charanam Sai Charanam Shri Guru Charanam Sai Charanam Shri Guru Charanam Prathasmaranam Shri Guru Charanam
ब्रह्मानंद प्रदायक चरणम्। ब्रह्मानंद प्रदायक चरणम्। शरणम् शरणम् साईश चरणम्। शरणम् शरणम् साईश शरणम्। प्रातः स्मरणम् श्रीगुरु चरणम्। प्रातः स्मरणम् श्रीगुरु चरणम्। साईश चरणम् श्रीगुरु चरणम्। स्मरणम् श्रीगुरुचरणम्। ब्रह्मानन्द प्रदायक चरणम्। शरणम् साईश चरणम्। शरणम् शरणम् साईश चरणम्। प्रातः स्मरणम् श्रीगुरु चरणम्।
So Swami keeps teaching us how to remain happy even in everyday life in a very simple way. Swami says, man yearns for happiness in every act, in every kind of experience, whether he does business or work in an office, his aim is to derive happiness. But does he find it? No. It is only a temporary phase, as it is worldly happiness. He may be happy for a while, but permanent happiness is attained only by contemplation on God. So contemplate on the divine. You try to experience many things. Instead, experience the divine bliss which is within you. That is the supreme bliss. So contemplation on God will help us to attain that permanent happiness we are looking for. For true happiness, as we discussed earlier, comes from within us and not from an outside source. Simply contemplating on God can bring that much sought happiness for us. So how do we contemplate on God? Well, I try Namasmarana to help me. There are many ways for us to contemplate on the divine, through meditation or singing bhajans and devotional songs or taking a walk on a beautiful serene environment, etc. Choose a path that is comfortable and easy for you and see for yourself that the joy that you can derive from this experience.
Uyalaluma Shri Sathya Sai Atma Dolika Lona Anandai Anandai. ಆನಂದದಾಯಿ ಉಯ್ಯಾಲನು ಹುಮ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ
Sisters, with that beautiful song. This is from a concert that they gave in the Divine Presence on July of 2004. So to wrap up the show, let us take a walk down the memory lane as we revisit a discourse that was given by Swami in 1974 to his students, addressing the question of happiness yet again. And Swami said, "All are happy days to a person of true knowledge." So happiness is an internal conscious experience that comes as an effect of the extinction of mental or physical desire. The lesser the desire, the greater is the happiness. So perfect happiness consists in the destruction or satisfaction of all desires in the absolute being. From all the tips that Swami has graciously shared with us today, being happy isn't that difficult after all. Let us keep in mind and seal in our hearts his loving guidance to living a happy life. So this is me, Chandu Vijay, signing off from Love to Love. I will leave you now with a beautiful song by Malari Brothers as you reflect and remember all that we have discussed today. And as Swami always says, be happy.
జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి చెడులు తెలియగలరే నీ సంగతి జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి చెడులు తెలియగలరే నీ సంగతి హరివో మరి హరుడవో హరివో మరి హరుడవో ఎవరైన నేమి హరివో మరి హరుడవో ఎవరైన నేమి అందరి నీ బంగారు అని పిలిచేశాయి హరివో మరి హరుడవో ఎవరైన నేమి అందరి నీ బంగారు అని పిలిచేశాయి యమున మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి చెడులు తెలియగలరే నీ చెడుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి.